And joining me, a state senator from Olympia. Well, he's in the Olympia legislature. He's from Puyallup. But he's a Republican state Senate leader on some of the budget issues. He's been on with us before talking about the budget situation. Chris Gildon and Senator Gildon, thank you for jumping in with me this morning.
Hey, thanks for asking me.
Now, things have been kind of fast and furious for roughly the last 36 to almost 48 hours. There's been a new set of tax increases that Democrats in the Olympia legislature have brought forward, and they had some hearings on them last night in the Senate Ways and Means Committee. Are you on that committee?
I am on that committee.
There we go.
Stayed there till about 9 o'clock last night hearing those bills.
All right. So what came down last night? Because apparently some of the tax proposals are still very fluid, from what you told me off the air.
It is very fluid. And the best way I think I can describe it is this is an all-you-can-eat buffet of taxes. They have a tax for just about everything in Olympia. They have taxes for your home, taxes for income, taxes for electric vehicles. They have taxes for nursing homes, ring security systems. They even have taxes on temporary low-paying jobs, which is incredible because I thought that they were, you know, trying to help people who were struggling. They have taxes on innovation, on fuel. If you can think of something, they've got a tax for it in Olympia this year.
Dating apps was one of those as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, there you go. They've got a love tax.
Yeah, right, the love tax. Now, some of the information I was working off of was from article written by Washington State Standard website, longtime Olympia legislative writer Jerry Kornfield. And he had written that Democratic lawmakers are now beginning to allow this buffet of taxes to fill most of the $16 billion, he calls it a state budget shortfall, but it's basically a commitment of overspending is probably the more accurate way to put it. He says the new approach permanently increases the state's primary business and occupation tax rates. So they seem to be going after gross revenues that a company in Washington brings in, not profits. And this has been kind of a stumbling block with the business occupation tax in the past, and they're not moving away from that. Can you tell us what's going on with one of the latest proposals as it relates to going after these businesses in Washington state that are generating the most revenue?
Yeah, so they have I call that the mega B&O tax. That's about $6 billion over the course of 4 years. And part of that is targeted at companies with, you know, high gross incomes. And that adds about a half of a percent to theirs. But the weird thing in that is it sunsets. It goes away in 2030. So the thing that I have to ask is, what happens after 2030 when you're relying on about $3 billion or so dollars from this particular tax, and then all of a sudden it vanishes? I don't see that ever going away. And then the other one, you know, it increases taxes on businesses just across the board. But the interesting thing I thought you mentioned, Philip, was the $16 billion shortfall, as Kornfield called it.
Yeah.
If you remember, we started off back in November, the number was $4 billion we were hearing. Yeah. And then that quickly jumped up, and then all of a sudden just, you know, 2 weeks ago, the Democrats passed a budget out of the Senate that relied on $21 billion worth of new taxes. So they said this budget shortfall, it's an emergency. There's $21 billion of a deficit. And now just 2 weeks later, suddenly $9 billion of that deficit, that emergency, has suddenly vanished, and it's down to $12 billion. And I've got to tell you, it is extremely frustrating because I've been saying all along, ever since we got word from the nonpartisan staff on what the true shortfall is, that it's closer to $7 billion. And that's why Senator Torres and I sat down and we wrote the Save Washington budget, Senate Bill 5810, that fully balances our budget. It does not touch our rainy day fund. It does not cut services to people, and it has $0 of new taxes. So whenever they say that that this is an emergency and the only way out is either to have drastic cuts or to have massive tax increases, Philip, that is absolutely false.
Yeah, yeah. State Senator Chris Gildon, Republican from Puyallup, he's been the Republican Senate, one of the people at the forefront of the budget process and the Taxapalooza resistance in the Olympia legislature. And you just mentioned the budget that you had authored, Senate Bill 5810. Now, a week or so ago, a bunch of state union employees were chanting and protesting outside Governor Bob Ferguson's office saying, no furloughs and tax the rich. Everything that they were, well, almost everything that they were asking for, certainly in relation to furloughs, would be covered in the budget proposal that you have helped write. Did anyone from any of those state employee unions come forward to you to say, hey, we like what you're proposing here?
Yeah, so I've actually had conversations with the president of their union. We were on a panel recently, and they did take issue with one item inside of our budget, and that's our budget recognizes that we cannot afford $4 billion in raises to state employees. This was something that Governor Inslee negotiated before he rode off into the sunset. He handed out $4 billion of raises to state employees. We realize that we cannot afford to pay for that. And so in our budget, we try to strike a middle ground where we try to honor the collective bargaining process, but also realize realities. And so we offer each and every state employee a $5,000 bonus and the offer to go back and renegotiate their contracts with the Ferguson administration. We think that's very fair. It's a very progressive type of a bonus structure because it really helps people at the lower end of the economic scale much more than it would, say, the department head. And so I was talking about that with him, and he didn't necessarily like that, not because it doesn't benefit his union members, because the vast majority of union workers would come out ahead on my plan than they would the collective bargaining agreements. The part they didn't like about it was the precedent that it sets of them not getting the collective bargaining approved. So, but I did ask him, I said, well, what do you think about the Democrat proposal to give you the collective bargaining, the $4 billion, mm-hmm. and then put you on furlough? And he said, oh, we hate that too.
Right.
So, yeah.
So do you want, nothing of what you want, or do you want 75% of what you want? One of those sorts of situations. You're hearing the voice of Republican State Senator from Puyallup, Chris Gildon. He's been one of the instrumental Republicans on the state Senate side as it goes to the heart of the tax proposals Democrats are putting forward and the budget battle. Let me play you this clip of one of your colleagues, State Senate Democrat Noelle Frame from Seattle. This is what she told Como 4 about this new revised package of tax hikes and the tax hikes on businesses that Democrats are now pushing on the state Senate side. Here's what Senator Noelle Frame told Como.
We're modifying existing tools that are progressive to really try to have our wealthiest residents and our largest corporations in the state, you know, pay what they owe and really help us in this moment to fund the key services that we all rely on.
So some, you know, typical virtue signaling going on there about the progressive toolbox and all that. But what is it that the richest companies owe this state? How do we define that? The Democrats seem to love invoking that phraseology of you need to pay what you owe or you need to pay your fair share. How do we define that?
Yeah, I know they always love saying that, but I think that people of Washington State are smart enough to know that businesses don't pay taxes. Right. Only people pay taxes, and certain businesses are assessed tax, but they pass the cost of that tax down to the consumer in the form of the good or the service that you're purchasing. Only people pay taxes. And I'll tell you, any time that someone says they want to tax business, what they're really saying is they want to tax you. They just don't want you to know that they're taxing you.
Yeah. And is that the quote that's kind of loosely attributed to President Ronald Reagan?
That's the one. Yeah, that's the one. Bring it back.
I can't get my brain wrapped around this, although I guess this is why we call politics politics. Democrats, certainly in the state legislature, but this emanates from the Democrats in Seattle and King County as well. They either refuse to acknowledge this or they're willfully refusing to acknowledge it. That any of these tax increases, there's going to be a trickle down effect that's eventually going to come back to ordinary person, everyday person's wallet. And they are going to get hit with all these taxes that the legislature, the Democrats in the state legislature think are going to save this state. Now,
they're also talking out of both sides of their mouth, because on one side, they're saying that they want to tax businesses and rich people. But on the other side, they've got Senate Bill 5812, which is a property tax, which is absolutely a regressive tax that hits everyone. And then they've also got Senate Bill 5814, which is a sales tax, expanding the sales tax to more items. It equates to, if you do the math, about 0.5% increase to the state sales tax, which was interesting because just a couple of weeks ago, they had a bill that would have reduced the state sales tax by about 0.5%.
I do remember them.
I don't take them seriously whenever they do that. They're just talking out of both sides of their mouth.
Well, it just seems to illustrate a poor level of, obviously consistency, but a poor level of planning. That they just kind of ad hoc throw things around and they don't really have any sort of stable foundation for the direction that they're going.
I think if you look at it and you think of it in just purely political terms, it's just bad politics. They're really making none of their supporters happy whenever they're giving state employees raises and then putting them on furlough to achieve savings. They're not making state employee unions happy. Or whenever that they're raising, $12 billion or $20 billion, however much in taxes. But then they're also raising college tuition. They're not making people happy. Or they're raising so many taxes, and they're also raising hunting and fishing and discover licenses and all of the other. It's just bad politics at a minimum.
Yeah. Dysfunction. I think that's the other word that I tend to use to characterize so much of what comes from the Democrats. All three levels, city, county, state level. Talking to state senator from Puyallup, Republican Chris Gildon here on The Morning Ride with me, your host, Phil Vandervoort. And we've got, maybe 10 days left in the state legislative session? So what are some of the next steps, some of the next milestones that everybody needs to be aware of?
Well, I think the big thing is they've got to reconcile the budgets, the transportation budget, the capital budget, and the operating budget between the House and the Senate. We're going on day 13 or 14 of what I call the budget blackout, where they've sent the budget into a conference committee where it's being negotiated behind closed doors, basically with two Democrats from the Senate and two Democrats from the House. No input from Republicans, obviously, and zero input from the public. So what we're going to be left with in the end is we'll be presented with a budget that was negotiated behind closed doors without public input that likely has $12 billion worth of new taxes in it. And we will not have a chance to amend it, not even offer an amendment. It'll just be an up or down vote, yes or no, and then it goes off to the governor's desk. And that's where things get even more interesting, because it just feels like that the legislative Democrats are playing a big game of chicken with the governor's office this year and seeing who will blink first. Will the governor veto their budgets? Because he's already said that it spends too much and he wasn't going to do that. It's high drama.
Okay. Senator Gildon, can you stick around? There's one more question I wanted to ask you, and this is about Microsoft now starting to push back against some of these business taxes and proposed taxes in the state legislature. And I have one question that sort of revolves around Microsoft now starting to come forward and their involvement in a PAC about, how do we bring some sanity to what's going on in the legislature? Can you join me for a couple more minutes?
Sure, I'd be glad to.
Oh, I appreciate that time. We'll continue along with State Senator Chris Gildon from Puyallup here. Like I said, Microsoft is finally starting to get a little bit active about this, and we'll get into that side of the equation here. Could this be a modifying force on the Democrats that can't stop taxing things in the Olympia legislature? That's what we'll jump into next year on The Morning Ride. I'm your host, Bill Vandervoort. Tom Jones, or is this Tom Jones doing
it
Tom
is
Jones?
Tom Jones and Paul Anka.
Yeah, okay.
Reprise.
Right, exactly. This is part of Throwback Thursday here on The Morning Ride. I'm your host, Phil Vandervoort. On Thursday, we open up the text line to you to give us song suggestions based on a theme that was prominent in a news story earlier this week. And so it's ladies or women or woman or lady based on the Blue Origin flight and the all-female crew a little bit earlier this week. So kind of finishing off the interview we've got right now with our guest, State Senator Chris Gildon from Puyallup, a Republican state senator working on all these tax and budget issues going on in the Olympia legislature. This segment of the show is sponsored by Muckleshoot Casino Resort. Senator, the question I kind of wanted to wrap up our interview with is Seattle Times report Microsoft is now joining up with some other major businesses responding with a furious multi-million dollar lobbying campaign to kill some of these business big business taxes that the Democrats are pushing. And the reason is that Microsoft and the other businesses feel like these are going to lead companies to either relocate or slow their job growth in Washington. And do you think Microsoft and these other companies will be able to get the attention of the Democrats in the legislature?
Well, I certainly think that they can. You know, and you bring up an interesting topic because what it comes down to is there is a tax threshold that the Democrats are going to be seeking, right? So if Microsoft and big business is able to reduce their burden of that, it's kind of like a seesaw. As big business's tax burden goes down, the Democrats are just going to raise the burden on the people of our state. Because they're going to get a certain level of taxes, whatever that level is that they want. And whether it comes from businesses like Microsoft or it comes from property taxes, they're going to try to achieve that level. I think the best thing that we can do is encourage the Democrats to curb their never-ending appetite for new and additional taxes. And as far as I'm concerned, I'm going to focus all of my effort on reducing the tax burden on the people that are going to be hurt by it. Specifically, you know, I think the worst tax that they have proposed out there right now is probably the property tax. Mm-hmm. Homes are already way too expensive. Rent is way too high. If they pass this particular property tax, it's just going to be devastating to the housing market and to people all across our state. So I think big business, I am glad that they're fighting back. I'm glad that they're, you know, pushing back. And they certainly have the power to do so. But I'm going to focus my effort on helping my constituents, the people of Washington State who don't have that, you know, the power of big business to help them out.
And to help illustrate this for people, the property tax hike that Democrats are pushing also allows it to go up with inflation. Is that still part of the equation on the legislation that is being considered by Democrats?
So there was two bills. The latest one is a move from 1% to 3%. That seems
the calculation rate, right? That's the 1% lid that voters
Correct.
Approved, and the Democrats want to lift it to a 3% lid every year.
Correct. So if you're looking across the state, like in my district, and it also affects your local levies for your school districts is in the same bill.
Yes.
So if you look at Puyallup School District, for example, after 6 years of this being in effect, you would see your property taxes increase by $400 per year under their proposal, which is, I mean, that's a lot of money.
Every year. Right?
Right. And, but then that's just after 6 years. It would continue compounding
yeah.
year over year. So it just gets out of hand very fast.
Well, for a political party, the Democrats that love to talk about sustainability, that one clearly seems unsustainable. And, you know, that's coming from a guy who went to college to major in communications and radio because I was told there'd be no math. And even I can understand that math. With that, Chris Gildon, State Senator, Republican from Puyallup. Senator, thank you for the extra time. Thank you for the extra explanation. But I think that really hammers home the point of so much dysfunction with the Democrats and what they're trying to scramble around and do in the legislative session. Good luck with the rest of the battle. I'll keep tabs on what's going on. And, you know, you'll hear from me. We'll bring you back as events warrant, okay?
All right. You know how to get a hold of me. Thanks for having me on.
Very good. Appreciate your extra time on all of this.